is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Here we are again to talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And the outdoors are truly, truly amazing to me. Even today. I mean, even two nights ago. Now, I live in a little neighborhood in Baltimore County. I've been there 20-some years, since 1988 we moved in. However long that is, I don't know, 26 years, something like that. And up until the last couple of years, it was rare to see a deer in the neighborhood. Now we've got deer in the neighborhood. Had deer at my front door. Not literally, but down the steps on my sidewalk, you know, 15 feet from my front door two nights ago. The security light kept coming on. The security light on the side of the house kept coming on. I kept seeing the light on, and I'd walk out there, and I'd just miss them. But I could see there were fresh deer tracks everywhere. I know there's a group of five, at least. I know there's two bucks, one 6-point, one 8-point this year. I've watched that 8-point grow since he was a 4-point. Where the 6-point came from, I have no idea. 6-point's about 18 inches wide. Spindly rack. I think it was Christmas Eve, or maybe New Year's Eve, one of those eves. He was bedded in our yard. It was a rainy day, and apparently he got a little tiff with the 8-point and busted off his rack. He looked very forlorn laying there with the, you know, one main beam and a brow tine, and the other main beam broken off right, you know, by the tip of his ear. But there were five in the yard the other night. I watched him go through. Fox this morning, and, you know, the security light goes on at night, and I'll jump out of bed and see what it is, and most of the time I can't see anything, but it did catch them there the other night. But it does amaze me. They're covered up with snow. It was snowing that night. They're covered up with snow, just walking along like nothing ever happened. They looked to be in really good shape, and later on they were, you know, they were in front of the house. I guess they were trying to find some browse, you know, on my shrubbery or whatever, and I don't mind. I don't care. You know, let them eat. I hope they find something. You know, same way with the squirrels and everything else. But in this weather, the creatures survive. There's nothing we have to do special to help them. People that feed deer corn this time of year, you're hurting them more than you're helping them. Trust me on that. Let me just read something here real quick to you. This came from, this is a sidebar. This is in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. And this version's online. The new one's coming out. Trust me, we're getting there. It's been a long, tough road to get this spring issue out. Very stressful and very, very fraught with issues. All right. Maryland Hunting Quarterly asked the Deer Project staff about a condition that a reader had asked about. The reader is from an area in Montgomery County with a heavy deer population. Over several seasons, our reader observed deer that appeared to be very thin, unafraid, and with severe diarrhea, and noted that one of the deer was found dead. Here's the answer from wildlife officials. We see that condition sometimes. We saw it more more of it last winter in 2013 and 14, and we have in some time and in different areas. There's no official term other than malnutrition. We suspect it's a combination of problems, malnourished, acidosis, and or internal parasites. We call it winter stress syndrome, and it often occurs to yearlings but can affect adults sometimes. Usually in late fall or winter, early spring, the deer shows symptoms that you mentioned. They become malnourished. They succumb to a heavy burden of intestinal parasites, causing the feces and diarrhea caked on the rump. They become lethargic. They're approachable or docile. We speculate that it also may be due to an overabundance of deer and the related decline in habitat, or in cases where people start to feed the deer. The deer do not get proper or the right seasonal nutrition. Deer digestive systems adapt to the seasonal foods available. Their gut flora are adapted to the seasonal foods, which is browse, and they cannot digest corn, hay, and other non-browse that well-meaning people may feed them at that time of the year. Let me repeat that. Their gut flora are adapted to the seasonal foods. That's browse. And what is browse? Browse is little woody stick ends and things like that that they find, little pieces of trees and, you know, that type of thing. Tree falls in the forest, the deer are all over it to catch those little tender ends of the limbs and that type of thing. That's browse. That's why when you go through the woods this time of year, you'll see the ends of little branches nipped off. That's because the deer have been eating that. And that's exactly what they are supposed to eat. That's what God made them to eat. So, they cannot digest corn, hay, and other non-browse that well-meaning people may feed them that time of the year. Acidosis may occur. Their digestive systems get out of whack. They cannot digest the foods they are provided, hence the diarrhea. Then the animal can become lethargic, then lame, then eventually end up dying, often in their beds and or near a feed pile left by a well-meaning individual. Comments? Comments on Johnny Ray Sollings? Comments on Sunday hunting? Comments on fishing this time of year? 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. If you are outside the local Baltimore dialing area within the sound of my voice, you can call us toll-free on the 800 line if you like. I said earlier that the callers were going to control the show today. It's been okay. We just need some calls. Don't wait till 10 minutes, till 7 to call. Call now. While you're calling, I'm going to slurp some coffee with you as a brotherhood of coffee drinkers. And if it's tea, that's okay, too. Huh? Oh. Well, you know, you remember the Doors song, Roadhouse? I woke up this morning and I got myself a beer. I went in a headboat in New Jersey one time. Got on a boat at 6:30 in the morning, something like that. Guys on the rail were already cracking the beers. 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they were still cracking the beers from the night before. I don't know. 6:30 in the morning, beer doesn't sound appealing to me. Hold on. Here we go. Ah, boy, that's good coffee. It's just coffee. It's not that great. All right. While we're waiting, we got a couple events coming up here on the 14th of March. Wherever you want to be, you can be. Let's hope the weather holds out. We've got the Maryland Bowhunter Society banquet that day. That's during the day. We've got the Quality Deer Management Association dinner, which I'll be the MC that evening. And in Garrett County, if you want to go up to Garrett County on the 14th and 15th of the month, you can go to the Garrett County Outdoor Show. There'll be 50-some vendors up there, and there'll be they'll be touting their area up there. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is going to go up, and we'll have a little booth there. You'll see that announcement here shortly when the this coming week when the Maryland Hunting Quarterly comes out. So let's talk to, well, there's Stan on the road, and there's Jeff in Baltimore. Let's talk to Stan since he was first. Good morning, Stan.
Good morning, Mr. Allen. That coffee sure sounds good.
Oh, do you have some with you?
Yes, sir, I do. I'm about 2.5 miles away from my next stop. That will be my official coffee break for the morning while I'm listening to you.
Good for you. You know, when I'm in a deer stand, I'll drink one coffee on the way. And when I get in the deer stand, I only have one in the system. 8 o'clock, I get my little green thermos out with a little tiny cup on it, and I drink one little cup of coffee every hour if there's no activity. And that's how I time myself. I just say, okay, now I got to wait another hour for another cup of coffee. And, you know, it's just a thing I do in the stand. But
well, my problem is I'm usually motivating when I'm talking to you and multitasking at the same time.
Yeah,
I've got a thermos.
Yeah.
I got a thermos, too, with my first name on it. My wife said she had it done for me, but I know better than that.
Sure. Stanley?
Anyway, it's
Stanley?
A little bit hard to...
Stanley? Good one. She made the investment.
That way, one of the other drivers won't walk away with it.
No, it's the only one with your name on it out there.
If I ever lose it, I know where to find it. You know what I mean? They might get pissed off. You know, I was listening to you talking about...
You made my morning.
Well, I was just listening about your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And your neighborhood, I'd say more than 30 years ago, a little further up, used to be where there are condominiums now, was all cornfield.
That's right.
So you could imagine the size of them son of a bears if the cornfield was still there.
That's right. Yep.
I met the owner by accident one day at one of the corners when they were expanding.
Yeah.
It was an accident, all right.
Oh.
But,
man, you're on your game there today, Stanley.
The police had a sense of humor back then, Baltimore County, that is. They had a sense of humor on them, and they let us all go. It was no big deal, but wound up in that cornfield. But, Mr. Allen, I'm getting really, really close to my coffee break. I just want to let you know we're listening again. I'm going south, so I'm going to lose you in this truck. So.
I got you. Well, I appreciate that, Stan.
I'll dump this junk and get back in as soon as I possibly can, hopefully before the end of the show.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See ya. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, sir. Thank you.
What's up?
I wanted to ask you a question. If by any chance, any way, shape, or form, I ever considered going ice fishing, which I've pretty much said to myself I never would, but I started seeing it on TV a little bit, and I saw them pulling up some pretty big fish out of some of these holes. I was wondering how you would suggest I might go about doing this without having any of the equipment. Are there places you can go where the holes might be drilled or
no.
Where people would... I don't know how you think you should get started in that endeavor.
Well, I think the best way to get started is to reach out to the folks where the safest ice fishing is done in Maryland, and that's at Deep Creek Lake. I know it's a ride. I understand that. But take a trip up there someday during the cold weather when it's not horribly cold and the ice is solid right now. I mean, it's tremendous. You, on a day like today, you can't even drill a hole in the ice and expect to fish it because it will freeze over that quickly. So the locals are not having a lot of fun in this below 10 degrees weather up there. But that is the epicenter of ice fishing here in Maryland. Now, if you want to send me an email, you're welcome to do that, and I will connect you with somebody in Deep Creek who can give you the basics.
Oh, thank you.
And you have my email address. It's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
All right. Thank you.
My last name, Ellis. Ellis Outdoors is the website, ellisoutdoors.com. Now, ellisoutdoors.com, ladies and gentlemen, will link you just about everything we do here. It'll link you to Maryland Loves Crabs, Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It'll link you to the Maryland Hunting Coalition, most importantly to our listeners, the Outdoors and Radio Show. And that's where you find the podcasts and everything else of the show. So,
okay.
Jeff, if you send me an email, I will.
To give it a try when I saw them pulling up some pretty dang big fish and some wherever they were, a big pikes and muskies. And
no, they're catching some. They're catching some really big pike right now at Deep Creek Lake through the ice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. What was that little thing they dropped down? I see them. Obviously, the fish finder of some sort. But I mean, they were able to. From what I was seeing on TV, they were able to. Like, see the fish almost.
Yeah, it's basically a fish finder, a fish locator, depth finder, side scanning sonar, something like that. I mean, it's just a, you know, it's a device like you use on, you know, on your bass boat or on your fishing boat.
I've never used any of that because I'm not really a boatsman. I get seasick in a puddle, but
yeah,
is that kind of a necessary tool? I mean...
No, well, I mean, it's certainly beneficial, but you know, if you send me that email, I'll hook you up with a guy that knows where to find the fish with using one of those who has the equipment, and you know, I don't know if he'll be able to take you this year, but he can certainly give you all the basics.
Yeah, thank you. I also took a nice hike in the Avalon area of Patapsco Park on a rather sunny afternoon a day or two ago. It was rather beautiful.
Yep.
Not a bad place to. I saw people cross country skiing and
sure.
Hiking, and not a bad way to get a taste and look down on that water and think of some trout up in there pretty soon.
Did you notice something about that area? Did you notice that you can see all the way through the woods?
All the way through the woods or the water?
The woods. You can see all the way through the woods.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as you want to look through those woods, you can see.
Yeah, I was scoping it out with binoculars.
Yeah, you know why that is, Jeff?
No?
Well, that's because the overabundant deer population there, since they don't allow hunting in that area, have browsed all the trees up to as far as they can reach. There's no underbrush. Did you also notice there's not many birds? There's not many critters.
Right, there were little pockets where there was some grass over near the train tracks. It wasn't a whole hell of a lot of them. That's true.
There you go.
Because...
the deer browse all that out. They eat everything. There's no birds because there's nothing there for the birds to eat. There's no little critters because there's nothing there for the little critters to eat. Everything that is edible has been browsed up to the height that a deer can stand on its hind legs. That's why you can see all the way through the woods.
Wow. Think about it. That whole river valley you're trying to communicate.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Got to take a break.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sure.
See ya. Yep. See ya. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Why not? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Now, last commercial, we talked a little bit about fishing. Why don't we talk a little bit about guns this time? Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. What does that mean? That means that they sell everything that Browning makes as far as firearms is concerned. Handguns, long guns, rifles, shotguns. Guns for shooting sports like the Satori over and under sporting firearm. It's a 725 Satori. It's got 5 injector DS choke tubes, ported barrels, a triple trigger system, Vector Pro lengthened forcing cones, and it's now available in 12 and 20 gauge. Now, if you like the over under for upland birds, it's available in a field model as well. Let's talk about the BT-99 for shotgun sports. It is the ideal competition shotgun for trap shooters of all ages. It also has the Invector Plus choke tube system, chrome chambers, the Vector Pro lengthened forcing chrome cones, and it is a wonderful firearm for you to shoot trap with. Those are the two Browning firearms that are most recommended for the shotgun sports. And if you want to do that outside of hunting season, you're welcome to do that. Now, let's not forget the A5 for waterfowl, the BPS pump shotgun available in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models, as well as 12 and 20-gauge rifled deer barrel models are also available from Browning. Then there's the Maxis and, of course, the X-Bolt high-powered rifle. Check all out the Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. They are your full-line gunsmith for scope mounting and bore sighting and cleaning. Why not take your firearm in there now, right after hunting season, and you'll have it ready to go next year. And they'll take care of all your gunsmithing as well. Clyde Sports Shop, 242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. You know, the Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. It's free year-round tournament. It's hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for all recreational fishermen. All game fish are eligible, 65 species from the Atlantic to the cool, clean waters of Deep Creek Lake that we talked about. 65 species in more than in five categories: freshwater, the Chesapeake Bay or tidal, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's even a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, you catch a fish of notable size, specified size, you receive your official angler award certificate, and you get an invitation at that time to attend the grand finale in September, and you could win a great boat from Tracker Marine, a boat package, boat motor and trailer. You get an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much more. You can avoid cabin fever. The fish are biting. Why not head out there? Hey, look, there were two state records set already this year. Now is not the time to stay indoors. Well, maybe today is, but, you know, when it gets a little break in the weather, head out there, go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop: W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Your favorite talk radio station is now on your iPhone. Go to the App Store and download the new WCBM app. Listen to your favorite host or program. Stimulating talk, breaking news, now on your iPhone.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Little Willie there in the morning, little Willie Nelson. Yes, indeed. Let's talk to Arnie about deer hunting. Morning, Arnie. Thanks for hanging in there. What's up?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. I really enjoy your program. Listen to it every single Saturday.
Well, thank you.
And I just wanted to ask you, I've got a Mossberg 650. I've been a lifetime fisherman, and
yep.
I really sort of wanted to get into deer hunting and live in Baltimore County. And I was wondering if there was like some sort of group or, you know, people I can contact just to sort of show the ropes or, give some pointers or, just maybe sort of lead me in the right direction there.
Why don't you send me an email? I mean, before I give anybody's name out, I'd like to check with them and see what they could do to help you out. And
okay.
There are a couple groups in Baltimore County that could help you. And, we know there's some clubs out there that are also available, and I can possibly give you some recommendations. We're reaching out to those folks when it comes to the Hunting Coalition and trying to elicit their support.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me about the Mossberg 650. What is that?
That's like a slug gun, a shotgun, but it shoots the Sabots.
Okay, it does have a rifled barrel on it then.
Rifled barrel, yeah.
Yeah, does it have the pistol grip stock? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
Yeah,
it's a regular, yeah.
It's a regular stock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. So it's a pump shotgun, but it's a 650. Is it a pump? Is that what it is? A 650?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not the Marine model or anything like that. It's just
no.
Okay. I'm just trying to see the gun. I mean, I'm very familiar with the 500, and 650 is just kind of.
Yeah, and then I got myself a bow too, so I'd be interested in that as well.
Okay, did you get fitted for the bow, or did you just buy the bow?
Yeah, I got fitted for it. It was a couple years ago.
Okay, but, good.
Feel pretty comfortable.
Yep, yeah. You got my email address, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll be more than glad to make some recommendations on where you can go with the bow and everything else. Where do you live?
I live in Granite.
Okay.
I
know where it is. Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right down. yeah, I go that way all the time. I know. Old Court.
Right.
Yeah.
Not far from the railroad tracks.
Yep. I know where you live. Sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just do that. Well, if you live down that way, you're not far from the Associated Gun Clubs. And,
right, exactly. Yeah,
I don't know.
Right,
have you gone over there and talked to anybody? Just go in the clubhouse and start a conversation.
You might, that's a great idea.
Just go over. Don't take your gun or anything. Just go over and say, look, so you got a shooting range here. What do I have to do? And then somebody will invite you to join one of the clubs. And, they're going to make sure you're an NRA member and, that type of thing. You might have to make a little investment in it to get some range time if that's what you want to do. But they also have an archery range there, too. So.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right. So you're not that far away, just around the bend.
Okay, Al.
All right, man. Thanks, Arnie.
I appreciate it.
You got
Thanks.
It. See ya. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. By the way, for those of you who care, I forgot my phone this morning. I normally make a couple of calls on the way home. I won't be making those until I get home, just so you know. So, yeah, I don't know why I forgot my phone. I'm not talking on the phone while I'm here anyway. You want to get in touch with me, send me an email. Some people text me, though, while I'm on the air, which is okay. I don't mind. But I can't read them right now because, I'm not, miles from my phone. So if you want to reach me urgently, just send me an email. I'll be more than glad to respond to that. Bill Cooper, our buddy Bill Cooper, the stock market guy that shows up in the morning here, just sent an email. He thinks that slurping coffee on the air is a distinct advantage, which we do. Should we do it again? Slurp coffee? Am I taking two breaks or three breaks? Three? So I need to take another one here shortly. Okay. We have a machine in the break room here, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And you see your coffee being made, it brews it right there in front of you. It's kind of like the forerunner to a Keurig, only it's a big bin full of coffee and it just squirts it out. And I don't know or care how it works, but coffee comes out the other end. But the coffee that comes out the other end is just kind of, how shall we say, what word do I want to use? It ain't that exciting. It's like, kind of like, Bethany, how would you describe the coffee in the coffee room? Like brown water, kind of? I mean, not tremendously flavorful. So whatever I have left in the cup is what gets mixed after the first hour is what gets mixed with the brown water out of the break room. So, yeah. And as far as the caffeine content, I'm high on life, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got Alice on the phone. We're going to take a little break for Alice before Alice, and then we'll get right back into the show. So let's talk about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Why? Well, number one is the size of the store. It's big. Number two is a selection. The owners of the store have made a substantial investment in both hunting and fishing. There are firearms. Not a giant wall full of, you know, firearms, but anything you want. The most popular for the area, that's for sure. There's a tremendous selection of bows, and the firearms, by the way, are 10% off today, those in stock. The ones that, the bows, there are a select number of bows that are reduced for sale. So if you're shopping for a bow, you might want to think about checking that out, and there are some crossbows there as well. There is the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area. As far as apparel, all the apparel is 40% off. All the winter apparel, all the hunting apparel is 40% off. That's correct. They carry the Bubba Blade knives, which you might want to invest in if you're thinking about filleting your own rockfish this year. They've got ammo. They've got every kind of accessory. And they have been working for the past several weeks. Believe me, I've been in there when they've been arranging the shelves and doing all the stuff, moving displays to stock up on fishing tackle. Custom striper trolling baits, big mojos, a brand of lures called Spankin' Stripers. You name it for rockfish, they've got it. Rods, reels, and that type of thing. And later on, we'll talk about crabbing supplies, but they've got everything. Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, that's Chesapeake Outdoors, on Kent Island, Maryland. 410-604-2500, 604-2500. Stop in there this weekend. Check out the great selection of everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you haven't visited the WCBM app recently, then you need to. Like any good product or service, it's new and improved. You can do things and go places you weren't able to do before. Through the WCBM app, you can reach us on Facebook and Twitter. Get all the station contact information and so much more. Leave WCBM a message and, of course, listen live. It's free and available 24/7. Just go to the App Store and put in WCBM. When you get the app, let WCBM know what you think.
Little George Jones. I feel like that guy every now and then. I don't do the TV thing, but man, all the other crap. All right, let's talk to Alice in Dundalk. Good morning, Alice. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I'm looking, I know it's early, but I need a fishing charter. I would like to have it for my husband and son for like Father's Day.
Okay.
Well, is that too early? Is it too early to start looking around?
No. Not at all.
Okay, now I'm looking for a low cost one.
No, good luck. Yeah, they're all about the same price. You know, they're going to run anywhere from $100 to $125 a person. Now, hold on.
You're right.
I'm back, kind of.
Okay, good.
All right, yeah. Some of those charter boat services have, you know, buddy plans where you'll have three or four guys that don't have a six-pack, let's say, and you can, you know, you can sign up and take your chances. But you have email, Alice?
Yes, I do.
Send me an email. I will.
Okay.
I will send you some recommendations.
Hmm? Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Sure. Do you have to have your own rod and reel to do these?
No.
Okay.
They provide the equipment. Sometimes
license.
Well, the boat is licensed. That's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. You can tell I'm new at this, but I want to do this for my boys.
That's okay. I'll tell you what. It's a good thing that you do. And, that's a good time, Father's Day, around that. You know, I mean, I wouldn't book it on Father's Day. You're going to be just blown out.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you can do a midweek, that's probably the best for the charter boat captain and for your party. Because
the weekends,
the bay just gets jammed. So
yeah.
Yep, a lot of competition. All right?
That's good. Thank you so much.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Thank you.
Subject line, charter trip. Thanks, Alice. Have a good day. There she goes, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Oh, yes, indeed. How you doing in there, Bethany? Yeah, you look bored. You need a couple phone calls. 410-922-6680. Folks, you're running the show today. I'm just along for the ride. It's been in a very stressful week, as I mentioned earlier, and I'm not going to keep beating that to death, but it just, I've been engaged in a lot of different conversations this week, a lot of things happening around, and we're just, just kind of living life. It's the way it goes some days, so we just love to hear from you and hear your conversation. So that way it's, I won't say easier for me. I like a challenge. I mean, you should challenge me at least. Somebody should at least challenge me today one time and get me excited, because the coffee ain't doing it. No. The coffee is just not doing it. I mean, I could probably go home from here, which is 10 minutes away, take a nap, and it would all be good, but I'm not going to do that. I've got too much work to do. There's old Jordan calling from Pikesville, my buddy Jordan. Is Jordan ready to go? Hold a minute. Okay. Jordan, you there? Nope, not yet. Okay.
That must have been part of the brown water.
That's what it is. How you doing, man?
Good. And one of your sponsors that you say about the battery... You say your coffee not start. That's no good.
Nah, I need a new battery in my coffee. That's what I need.
Yeah. You'll have to tell Mr. Mangione to put a new cup above coffee.
It's all right. The thing's all right. It just
it might be the same one that I remember.
No, I don't know. It could be.
No, but listen, the show is always informative, and I learned a lot this morning.
Did you?
About the deer diet.
Oh, yeah, the deer diet, that's, people want to feed them, and, it's just not a good thing necessarily to do that. So
That's right. So, and then also when you were saying the part in the Patapsco Woods where you can see for miles and miles, that's the deer eating.
It is, exactly right. That's the browse line is what that's called. And if you look, it's consistent. It's consistent. If a deer's about 3 feet at the shoulder, when they stand on their hind legs, they can actually extend their neck and reach maybe 6 feet. But if you look at like some of these state parks and stuff where the deer are unhunted and uncalled, C-U-L-L-E-D, then other than by cars, there's no natural predators. You can see that you can almost as high as you can reach, but at least head high, you can see all the way through these woods. And that's what it is. It's called the browse line. It's a very distinct line.
Well, like I say, I always learn so much. You taught me what bleating was.
Bleating?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah, bleating, B-L-E-A-T-I-N-G,
right.
Like a sheep. A sheep bleats.
Right, so I always learn a lot, right?
Yeah, well, deer have vocalization that they communicate with, too. And the bleating is used for different things to communicate with deer for by hunters for different reasons, you know. So we don't have time to get into that, but we can talk about a bleat call. We can talk about a doe and estrus bleat. We can talk about a fawn bleat. We can talk about a locator bleat. We can, you know, and I have heard one of the most fascinating evenings I ever spent was with Kathy when she lived in Pennsylvania. We used to go out and spot deer at night, which is legal in Pennsylvania up to 11 o'clock at night. Take a spotlight out and shine it in the fields. It's not legal in Maryland, but we pulled into a farm field and we didn't see any deer, but we just stopped. We'd heard something and we stopped the car, turned it off summer night, and we listened to the deer for about 30 minutes talk back and forth, the does and the fawns talking to each other. It was fascinating.
That's so, a good reminiscence. For
it is, absolutely. It was a great time.
So listen, you take care, stay
Thanks,
warm,
Jordan.
Watch out for the snow.
Indeed. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you tomorrow, or talk to you soon.
Okay,
see you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Okay. Frank in Easton. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Alan, my friend. You mentioned having a stressful week twice.
I did.
And I want you to contemplate this as an escapism. That tree in Hancock, your
man. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, we're staying up there until Monday, if you should consider it.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to see you up there, buddy. Okay?
You got it. Thanks, Frank.
I'm telling you, that first gobbler of yours is coming from that tree.
Okay, I believe
it.
All right. Yep, I guess I predicted that years ago.
Yeah. And also, I don't want to mention the name, but you checked into that camo.
Yeah, video. I did. I had seen that. I had seen that at the ATA show a couple of years ago.
Okay. I just stumbled upon it myself.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm convinced, but, you know,
if it'll give me an edge, I think it may have merit.
I think it may have merit. So, you know, check it out. I'll keep looking
anyway,
at it. All right, thanks, buddy.
Take care of yourself.
See you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Bethany's in there. You're making two fists at me and shaking them. Oh, that's a break symbol. You're extending your two fists towards me like you've got a pencil in between, and then you snap the pencil. That's break. Is that a radio thing? Is it? What's shut up? Show me what shut up is. If you were to tell me to shut up, keep quiet. Stop talking. Good grief. I haven't gotten a look like that since my mother was alive. Good grief. Thanks, Bethany. Yeah, that look. Oh, my gosh. That scares me. All right. We got Bernie Whitemarsh, Ted on Kent Island. Let's take a short break, and I'll tell them one more time about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. Tell you all, not them. I was speaking to Bethany. Tell the listening audience. What did Brian Wilson used to say? The audio radiance. Yeah, that's what he used to say. Yeah, he was an odd dude. Good hunter, big gun owner, I know that. Maryland Fishing Challenge is a free year-round tournament hosted by Maryland DNR Fisheries Service for all recreational fishermen. Fish are all game species, from the Atlantic to freshwater. 65 species in 5 categories, freshwater, Chesapeake Bay or tidal, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's a youth division connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. You catch a notable fish of a specified size, and you receive your official angler award certificate. Two guys were fishing Deep Creek this last week, 2 weeks ago, and both caught 14-inch yellow perch and had them entered in the fishing challenge. That's nice. You could get an angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale in September, where you could win a tracker marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro and Bill's Outdoor Center. Avoid cabin fever. The fish are biting under Deep Creek Lake ice, and they are in the Potomac, in the western trout streams, in the bay, and in the deep Atlantic waters of Ocean City. Now's not the time to stay indoors. Avoid cabin fever. Go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Are you feeling lucky? I hope so. Oh, it's me again. Okay. I got to tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, we did the fishing ad, right? We did the gun ad. Now we're going to mix it up. Watch. Listen how I craft this commercial for Clyde's Sports Shop. If you need it for fishing, Clyde's Sports Shop has it. If you need it for hunting, Clyde's Sports Shop has it. For fishing, they've got everything from panfish to trout to trolling. Rod and reel repair. They'll put new line on your reel. They have live bait. They have a 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474. 247-FISH is that number. For hunting, they've got firearms and ammunition and archery, all the accessories, and they can order anything you need. That's right. Clyde Sports Shop has got it all since 1957. Fishing, hunting, Clyde Sports Shop. Their phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. The website is Clyde Sports. That's two S's in the middle, ClydeSports.com. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hear this week's top newsmakers and a panel of expert political analysis on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, Sundays at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. And while he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He don't know fear.
He went off to Congress.
I like that guy.
He went off to Congress and saw his nose while he's singing that song.
All right, let's see. What do we got here? Ted in Kent Island. Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Excellent, Alan. Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'll make it through the day. Let's hope for that.
Absolutely. Well, I was calling you on this wonderful cold day to see if you had any information about the trout stocking, if it's going to be affected by this cold snap that we've been having because it's frozen a lot of the lakes and streams over.
Well, what do you think?
Well, I mean, here's what I'm getting at. Because I know some places are just like have pre-season stocking, such
right.
as like Tuckahoe.
Right.
Now, there's other places in Montgomery County that they have like multiple stockings throughout the season.
Right.
Now, I know in the past when they've had like multiple stockings in Montgomery County, which I'm more familiar with, is that they would go ahead and just cancel the whole thing out because...
Well, you got to understand, if the truck can't get to the stream, it's not one spot. It's multiple spots. As you mentioned, it's multiple spots. They've got a whole tank full of trout. So if they can't get to some of those spots, they're not going to put them in there because it's a route. You understand?
I didn't realize that they were doing a whole route. I thought they were just making one run for one particular area.
No. When they take trout out, they don't dump the whole pot in one hole.
Oh.
Now you know.
Yeah, exactly. Now I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, you put 1,000 trout in a tank or 1,500 or however many they take, they go from spot to spot. They don't just dump them all in one hole. Not how it works.
Right, but you're still talking about one location now.
Well, yeah, it'll be one stream or, several streams close to each other. But,
what I'm talking about is in the years past where they would have to, let's say they were going to do 4 stockings in a particular lake in Montgomery
right.
County, for example.
Oh, they'll stock all the trout. They just may not stock them on the particular day scheduled that they say they're going to stock them. But if they say they're putting 1,000 or 1,500 trout in a pond, they're going to put 1,000 or 1,500 trout in a pond. They may not just get them there the day that they schedule it because of weather. But, no, they're pretty faithful to the numbers that they put in each of their locations, unless, of course, you know, there's ice or something on the boat ramp or whatever that they can't get in there. That's all.
So it's not like they're like, oh, well, it's preseason, we're too late, we're just going to skip this doctor.
No, they don't do that. No, they eventually put them all in. They grow them for that reason, and they have that formula that they use. So.
Gotcha.
All right.
All right, that was my concern. I greatly appreciate it.
All right, the amazing Ted. Have a good day.
All right, you take care. You have a great day with Bethany. Bye.
I'm not spending the day with Bethany. In moments, I'm leaving Bethany. So she's sad, I know. I mean, she just, you know. Well, I have to. Alan Summers is out there lurking in the hallway. He keeps walking by the window glaring at me. You know, he's not going to go garden a damn thing today. It's like 8 degrees. Huh? What are you going to plant? You can't even dig a hole. Come on, Alan. No, I'm not going out and prune anything either. I might cut some firewood. That'll be the day. All right, let's talk to Bernie Whitemarsh. Good morning, Bernie. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's up?
Hey, you know when your herring come in the stream, they won't let you dip them anymore.
No, dipping is over with, and herring are closed.
All right, and but what I say is they don't bite. How are you supposed to catch them?
Yeah, you're not allowed to catch them. That's the point.
Yeah, why? Because
the numbers have declined to a point where it's not sustainable to allow fishing, Bernie. That's the simple.
They have declined in Alaska. They pick them up by the boatloads.
Yeah, well, we ain't in Alaska. Thanks for the call, Bernie. Hey, Tom.